Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
What up, everybody? A very cool edition of Redskins Talk the Podcast coming at you now. We are very lucky to have Mason Foster joining us. Mace, what's up, man? Thanks for coming on.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
So, two huge games in your world this weekend.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the one that you're playing in first. What is it like getting ready for a win and in? I talked to Pierre yesterday, and he's like, man, this is a playoff game. Our playoffs just came early. Is that how you guys feel?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. You know, it's a playoff game. You win, you're in, and, you know, it's like single game elimination. And, you know, I was just telling my dad, it's, you know, reminding me of, like, high school, you know what I mean, where you guys had to play at a high level, you know what I mean, like the last six games of your season. So, you know, you got to love it, man. You get to see, you know, people's true colors at the end of the season, man, and it brings you closer as a team. So it's exciting, man. I can't wait.
Do you guys think about or listen to any of the Giants might not play their starters stuff?
No, not at all. You know what I mean? You know, the Giants are going to play all their players. You know, they're competitors. Nobody wants to lose no matter what, you know, and you know, our coach said, Kale, you know, at the end of the year, last year we were in same way, and, you know, we all had to play. You know, a couple guys maybe got
the Cowboys game.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So a couple guys maybe got to rest a quarter or a couple plays, but for the most part, you got to play, and, you know, that's what you get paid to do. So guys want to go make plays in a game like this.
Right, and so a lot of our repeat listeners will probably know this, but just to kind of set the scene, I'm talking to Mason here on the couches outside of the locker room, outside of the training room, outside of the weight room in Redskins Park. So if you hear background noise and stuff, it's because other players are walking around. This is as real behind the scenes as life at Redskins Park really gets.
Yeah.
So this week leading up to a playoff game, how many hours a day are you spending here? Just are you guys just here constantly, or does it not change much?
It actually changed. Like, you know, Jay is a great coach, you know what I mean? So we do everything a little bit quicker, you know what I mean? So you don't get as long a break in between stuff, but you get it done early so guys can go, you know, rest, go get your treatment, you know what I mean? Stay off your feet.
So you're talking about – so this week, and I don't know that everybody kind of knows the minutia of the day-to-day out here. So usually all season practice has been at 1 o'clock,
yeah,
roughly.
Yeah.
And this week practice moved up to 10:45, 11, and Jay said it so you guys could basically get off your feet earlier.
Yeah.
And is that something you guys appreciate as players?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's you know, we love it, you know what I mean, because showing that, you know, coach cares about you and, you know, he wants you to rest and, you know, get your mind right. So, I mean, and I think guys take advantage of, you know, most guys are going to stay here late anyway, you know what I mean? So guys are here getting treatment, cold tubbing, massages, you know, whatever you need to do here, but it also gives you the free time to, you know, go outside, go get the cryotherapy, you know, whatever you need to do, do your yoga. So, and guys are on it, man. You could tell. So, you know, guys been locked in for a while now. So, I mean, we're ready, man. This is what you dream about. So, and, you know, it's, you know, I played, what, 4 years in Tampa and never had a chance to play a playoff game or, you know, even play a game that meant something in December. So, you know, I'm telling all the young guys, man, you guys got to cherish this because this is where you turn into a big-time player, you know what I mean, in games like this. So, you know, take advantage of it.
So how much does the experience from last year losing that Packers game at home in the playoffs maybe change your mentality for this Giants game and whatever possibly could come after?
and you know, it hurts bad, you know what I mean, to lose a game like that in front of your home fans. You know what I mean, they had been with us all year through that run we made late in the year, and pulling for us. You know, we got great, amazing fans out here, so it's tough, man. That sticks with you, you know what I mean? You know that there's certain things out there that you could have did better, all of us, you know, everybody. And, you know, when you lose at the end of the year like that, it's like it sticks with you all the way until you get a chance to play again. So it's tough, man. So when you go out there, you don't want to leave no stone unturned, or, you know, you don't want to overlook anything. And you know, you can feel it with the guys in the building, man, because they're really, you know, everybody's locked in. Scout team players, everybody's playing, you know what I mean? And it's a big-time game anytime you get to the end of the year.
Jay said that things are getting a little chippy this week. Tell me what's going on. And it's in the bubble, too, so there's a lot less space for everybody.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's like a family, you know what I mean? Like, I got two little boys, and,
How old are your kids?
My oldest one, Rylan, he turns 4 in March, and my youngest one turned 2 in December, beginning of December.
Is that just a zoo?
It's a zoo, you know what I mean? They love each other to death, and you know what I mean? And you know, but they're around each other nonstop, you know, all the time, you know what I mean? So, you know, you love them to death, but, you know, every once in a while there's a flying G.I. Joe or a flying truck across the head, and, you know, you hug it out afterwards and keep it moving. It doesn't mean, you know, you guys don't love each other anymore. It's just a part of, you know, being around each other, you know what I mean, and really caring about each other. So it's going to happen all the time, and, you know, you got big game coming up. Guys are, you know, tense, you know what I mean? So it's going to happen, but it's just a part of football.
Well, and one thing I don't think fans realize, or maybe they do, what the hell do I know, the offense and the defense within, when you guys are on the field on Sundays, all one team, we love each other.
Yeah.
But on the practice field, the offense and the defense are barking at each other pretty good. It's two distinct halves of one whole, I'll say.
Yeah.
So I imagine this week it's that much more ramped up.
Yeah. It's crazy, man, like you said that, because, you know, it's one team, you know what I mean? And the one thing that we've done a good job about since camp is competing. You know what I mean? It's real tough, fierce competition, but at the end of the day, you dap him up, you know what I mean? And you tell him, you know, good job and what I can do to be a better linebacker covering Jordan Reed and what he can do as, you know, as a release and blocking. So it's all about getting better, you know what I mean? And good competition, it ain't going to do nothing but make everybody around you better. And I mean, and I think that's what guys on this team do. That's why you see guys, you know, like DeShazer, who come in and make big plays for us that haven't really played all that much this year. But he's been competing at practice against the best tight ends in the league, you know what I mean? And Mac Brown, you know, he's been running against linebackers and D-line, you know, every day in practice on scout team. He gets a chance to play, he's going to make plays. So it's all about competition, and, you know, but when you have competition, there's going to be fights, you know what I mean? There's going to be some barking and some crazy things out there, but it's all about getting better, so you got
to
love it.
Right, I mean, we get to see a little bit. I can only imagine how amplified things get once. You know, Will Blackman, it was pretty funny today. You know, they blow the horn that means we have to, like, media has to leave practice. So we're all walking out, and we're leaving, and Will's like, JP, get out of here.
Yeah.
Tell the rest of those dudes. And you can just tell that it's not that every week's not business time, but there's a focus this week.
Yeah, it's you know, guys are locked in, and it's it's getting nuts, man. So,
yeah.
You know, you got guys are still relaxed and having fun, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know that everybody's locked in because, you know, at the end of the year, it's like some guys are auditioning for, you know, for a spot next year, auditioning for a spot somewhere else. And, you know, that's how it is, man. So you want to go out there.
Business,
exactly.
Right?
It's rather than business. So you want to go out there and leave a lasting impression, you know what I mean? Rather who it's with, no matter what's going on, but you just want to go out there and make some plays, man. So you got to make sure you're locked into every little chance, every opportunity you got, because you don't want no miss-ops on Sunday.
All right, I'm going to a little bit different here. So the linebacker group always seems to be having some fun, like in the locker room. Now, you guys are obviously all business on the field, but you and Will Compton seem like the leaders of the ships. You know, I mean, you're the veterans, you've seen a lot, you've been around. Then you've got Garvin and Cravens, who are always on Snapchat, on their phones, whatever it is they're doing. What do you say to those guys, and at what point are you going to take Garv's phone?
I mean, I don't think anybody can take Garv's phone, you know what I mean? Because he's always on his phone, you know what I mean? And, I mean, everybody has their thing, you know what I mean? So, me, I'm more of a, you know, go home, hang out, you know what I mean, put my feet up, watch. I got a big TV, you know what I mean, video games, whatever. But, you know what I mean? People, everybody's into different things. Those guys love their phones, you know what I mean? So
how much, I mean, I know you guys are just watching a ton of film in the linebacker room, and mm-hmm. and I know there's not a lot of laughing and joking in there, but just knowing the personalities in there, there's got to be some moments where you're enjoying yourselves. Yeah. Who's the funniest in the group?
The funniest in the group, I would have to say, it's probably Garv. It's Garv or Sua, you know what I mean? Everybody's real funny. You know, we got a great, great group of guys, man. And, you know, I love every single one of them outside of football, you know what I mean? And it's crazy because even, you know, KO is a great guy, you know, hilarious. So we have a good time in our meetings, man. And, you know, that's one of the things that makes it easy to come to work, you know what I mean? Of course, you love football. You love playing on Sundays. But at the same time, when you got a great, you know, group of guys that you come to work with every single day, it makes it easy. You know, you're having fun, but you're also learning a lot at the same time. And, you know, it makes it enjoyable.
So we were just talking about it, that some of you guys in the off season golf together.
Yeah.
Who's the best golfer in the linebacker group?
The best golfer in the linebacker group, I would say, is myself, of course.
Yeah?
I'm by
What's
far.
What's your game?
You know, I mean, I'm good, you know, from like, I would say like 180 to probably like 40 yards in. You know, I got to work on my putting. Perry Riley was a really good putter, so we would play like a scramble, you know what I mean, whoever, you know what I mean, and Perry was knocking down all the putts, you know, I'm hitting all the...
So if you are like 25 yards off the green, that's tough?
It's tough.
Would you scull it over or what?
Yeah, I'm usually right over. I'm going to hit it right over. It's going to roll onto the green, you know, right into the rough, and then it's a wrap, and you know, then I'm struggling from there on. I can get it there.
But you're all right off the tee?
I'm all right off the tee. I went out this offseason and bought... some nice clubs, you know what I mean? And I was working. My dad's a really good golfer.
Okay.
And, you know, we live down in Tampa, Florida, so.
So you get to play.
You get to play, right? Yeah. So my dad's out there. Really, he's the one who taught me how to golf. So I didn't learn how to golf until, last year. Started watching the Golf Channel a little bit, and then my dad would take me out, show me little things. And I was like, I enjoyed it. It was a challenge, you know what I mean? So. But everybody's pretty good. I mean, there's days where comp's knocking shots in and just looking like a real pro. Then, you know, you come back the next day, comp is terrible. So, you know, it's just one of those things, man. It's just one of those things, you know, guys start to get the talk in and it gets heated. So, like I said, competition. So it really made me like, man, on the sneak, you know, this offseason when I went home, you know, I knew he was going to come back and golf during OTAs. So on the sneak, I was out with my dad working on little stuff, trying to get my putting right, making, you know, ranging my clubs in and everything. So, when I came back, I was, you know, hitting them well. And they were like, oh, man, you've been practicing. I'm like, nah, man, I just, you know, this is my first time in a while. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty fun, man. We have a good time.
You get a golf club in Sua's hands?
No, I haven't seen him. But Sua is one of those athletes where I feel like, you know, anything that he probably does, he'll probably be pretty good at. So if he went out a couple times, he might have, he might be better than all of us. He's one of those type of weird athletes, you know, could probably – dribble a basketball crazy, you know what I mean?
Right.
Kick a soccer ball, whatever. So he's just one of those type of guys. So we'll see. I'm going to try to get him out there. We'll see.
I'm going to put you on the spot on another one. Who is louder, Ricky or Baker? Those dudes are loud.
They're loud. They're both loud. I would probably say Rick. Rick is probably – I mean, I hear Rick more than I hear Bake a lot. So, but they're both just as loud, man. They're both – talkers, you know, I mean, just goofballs, man, but you gotta love it, you know what
well,
I mean?
Rick always has an opinion. Like,
always.
Whatever the debate is, he's chiming in.
Yeah, always, always. So, I mean, Rick is gonna chime in on anything, you know what I mean? He's gonna tell you his opinion, but at least he, you know, he's pretty reasonable, you know what I mean? You could sort it out with Rick and, you know, debate about stuff, but, you know what I mean? He's a knowledgeable guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So guys who are that smart and know a lot, been around different places, they're gonna have a lot of opinions, so you just... You know, that's what you expect from Rick.
There are three games in the locker room. There's the ping pong table, the shuffleboard table, and the foosball table.
Yeah.
What are you best at?
I'm best at foosball. But
nobody ever plays
exactly.
Foosball.
No, nobody really plays foosball. I think it takes a little too long, but
yeah, a whole game.
Yeah,
I guess, like,
you know,
20 minutes kind of.
Guys really don't play that. But I mean, growing up, you know, I grew up in the Boys and Girls Club, so I mean that was my game. You know, I could play pool a little bit, but. Foosball was a game, and my dad actually had, like, an old foosball table that he had in the garage. I don't know. He got it from, like, some, you know, yard sale or something, you know what I mean? So a lot of guys, I mean, me and Spate used to play a lot, but Spate, I don't play when you spin it, you know what I mean? I
you're
play
not
like
allowed to
exactly.
Spin.
That's right. Why I'm, and nobody believes me. I'm like, you're not supposed to spin. So
I've seen dudes in there just cranking.
Yeah, I'm
on
like,
him, spinning.
You don't take no skill to do that, so you got to really play, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No spins. But me and Spate used to play a little bit, but, you know. the hot game in there is the ping pong. Everybody's good at ping pong, but that's on the offensive
the
side.
Offense, well, it's on their half of the locker room, too. But, dude, the specialists, like the Tress and Hop and Sundberg are so good at ping pong.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. And like I said, they're one of those athletes, too. Like, I've went out and golfed with Tress, and he's the real deal golfing. Like, no joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're out there.
Who's the best golfer in there? I feel like Colt would be nasty.
Exactly. It's Colt, Tress. Who else I seen golf? Spencer Long is actually pretty good. I seen him. Yeah, those guys are pretty good.
Those guys are so big. And yourself as well. It's just
but
hard. But
they're crushing it out there. Like, I bet. Yeah. So, I mean, but those specialists, man, are something else. So, I mean, Tress was really out there, you know, giving out tips, helping people with their golf game. Like, yeah, Tress is the real deal. You know what I mean? So.
Two little boys at home. Did you have to dress up as Santa Claus?
No, I didn't dress up as Santa Claus, actually. But I did have to.
I imagine you had to do, like, putting all the well, hopefully nobody still believes in Santa if you're listening.
Yeah.
But did you have to put all the presents together?
I had to put them all together, so.
Were you up late doing
all that? I was up late. So it was, it was cool, though, because, 2 years ago when, 2 years ago I had, because I have a Ford Raptor. So somebody, I think it was my mom, went out and got the boys, got Rylan a big Ford Raptor, and it was real cool. It looked just
like the Power Wheels.
Yeah, the Power ones. It was like, oh, it's real cool. You know, that's dope. So, you know, you open up the box and there's nothing but pieces and plastic. So that literally took me like from to the sun came up to put that one together. So this year was just, you know, we had a little bike, a little Spider-Man bike. He loves Spider-Man, so I put the Spider-Man bike together, the training wheels. And then there's another, like, Strider for my little boy. So.
Oh, is that the ones with no...
yeah, no wheels.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. So he loves it, but, I mean, he's so strong. My little boy is so strong. He's putting it over his shoulder, carrying it around instead of riding it. So he thinks this... I don't know what he's doing. He's trying to get on the big bike. So we'll probably get him a big bike. But, I mean, that was really it. That was the only two things that I really had to put together. Besides that, it was just... You know, we did, like, the cookie crumbs. You know what I mean? We, you know, like, oh, leave like a note.
Santa
yeah, yeah, Santa ate everything.
Do they do Elf on the Shelf?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm,
no.
That's probably coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
My little girl's way too small, but she likes the Elf on the Shelf movie we watch.
Oh, okay.
She's still too little for the rest of it. But, yeah. All right, this is the other thing. We've been talking about this all season just because I love college football, and clearly you have a vested interest. New Year's Eve, what are you going to be doing?
I'm locked into the game. I'm going to try to – you know, I've been
– So, Mason's a proud Washington Husky for our listeners who may not know that.
Go Dogs.
And they got a big game against
Big
Bama.
Big game. So, I mean, I've been – you know, I've been trying to knock everything out. You know, I've been
– They're the 7 o'clock game?
3 o'clock game.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, you know, I've been studying extra, watching extra film. I've been, you know, doing everything I got to do so I could sit there, you know what I mean, Saturday night and really, really enjoy this game. So,
will you be at the team hotel already by then, or do you, can you go over there? It'll kind of depend on the time.
Yeah, so, right? Yeah, I mean, so we don't have to, we got meetings at like 8, so.
Oh, that game will be over by then.
Yeah, so I'll be able to watch it at home, so I'll probably watch it at home, and it's going to be good, man, you know.
Do you and Ari, like, have a bet?
Definitely. We definitely have a bet.
What is it? Can you tell us?
It's just the T-shirt thing. We're going to do the T-shirt thing, but I mean, it's a big game. So, you know, I'm excited, man. I think it's going to be good, and it's going to be better than what people are thinking. So,
I doubt you really look at that stuff, but Vegas has the line in that thing. It was as high as 17.
I seen it,
and now it's at 14.
14. It was when I first looked. I think it was 16 or. Yeah, maybe it was 17, but it's down to 14. But, I mean, I know people kind of respect us because, you know, nobody's really, you know, taking the spread. Nobody's talking about the spread. Everybody, you know. So, I mean, I think people are, you know, it's going to be close. But, you know, I'm excited to watch them play, man. They deserve it, you know. And I know, you know, I've actually met Coach Pete a few times, sat down and talked to him. You know, he's a great dude. He invited all the alumni back. For the spring game last year or the year, you know, one of the games, it was, and you know, he had the whole club level done, you know what I mean? It was just a big party in there, all the alumni players. It was great, man. So, and I got a chance to really talk to him. I knew he had the program like headed in the right direction, the way he has these kids working. And, you know, he's just has them, you know, being great people too with the off the field stuff. So, I know he's going to have a great plan, and they're going to be ready to play.
Well, and obviously we won't get ahead of ourselves at all with this weekend's game, but the next trip to Seattle might have to ask you for some restaurant recommendations or something.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Definitely, man. Seattle, some good restaurants, but I'd say the thing you gotta do, people overlook it too, is the teriyaki. There's great like chicken teriyaki spots and Hawaiian barbecue, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, right around UW. So I mean, but you know, the place I tell everybody you have to go to Joey's. Joey's is like a bar, like a, you know, like restaurant. They used to have one right on Lake Union. That was the spot. You know, they took me there on my recruiting trip, and I loved it ever since. But there's one in U Village now. And they built U Village up, so they got a Joey's right on U Village, man, and it's amazing. Like, great food, you know, great atmosphere.
What places here locally do you like in and around Ashburn, D.C.?
Ashburn, I like, there's this place called
Mexican food?
Yeah, I love Mexican food, so there's that one. Then there's a Plaza Azteca over by
I've seen that one.
Sweetwater or whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's some nice ones around here, man.
With two little boys, do you get to go out in D.C. very much? Probably not in season, I'm guessing.
No. We took them. I took them to the aerospace.
The one out here.
The one.
Dulles?
Yeah.
It's massive.
Yeah,
I've been to the one out here.
Hey, they loved it. It was crazy, man. They got them like little pictures. In like astronaut suits, but it looks real though.
That's
so he's
cool,
like in a, like posing with a helmet. It's pretty cool, man. He was loving it. He loved all. He's like tells everybody, I was riding in the space shuttle. So I mean, it's DC is great, man. I love it.
You got to do the zoo. You taking him to the zoo yet?
No, I haven't taken him to the zoo. No, actually, my wife took him to the zoo.
Okay,
her and her sister took him. They're always doing stuff like that.
I bet.
They took him to the zoo and where else did we go? I took him to see all the White House stuff,
you know what I mean?
Seeing the monument and walked around, you know what I mean? They were trying to hop in the little lake and all or the little the water, but right there, I'm like, come on, man. You about to get us arrested and be on the news and stuff, but
Redskins linebacker son goes for swim in the ellipse or whatever it's called.
Belly flop. So, yeah. I mean, it was fun, man. I love D.C. It's a great city, man. Great, all, you know, Ashburn, all this stuff around here. Even going down to Richmond, you know what I mean? It was real cool, so a lot of stuff to do, you know what I mean, for the little kids. And,
yeah,
you know, they love it all. So it's pretty cool.
Dude, you've given us a ton of time. We really appreciate it. How I always end these is this is your chance to talk direct to the fans. What, especially you got home game, final home game of the year, no matter what, and a huge game. What do you want from the fans this week?
From the fans, man, just, you know, the same thing they've been doing all year, man. Continued support, you know what I mean? It's been amazing, you know what I mean? And, you know, just be out there and be as loud as you can. You know, they've been doing that all year, though, so it's nothing new, but just the same thing you guys been doing all year. And you know, we love it, man. We feed off of it, you know what I mean? All the noise, you know, talking crazy. You know, I love it, man. It's a great place to play, and, you know, I can't wait.
Great. Thank you very much.
Cool.
Folks, that was Mason Foster. Follow him on Twitter. What's your Twitter?
It's at Mason_Foster.
@Mason_Foster. He's a good Twitter follow. I follow him. There's a lot of video game talk that I don't understand,
yeah,
but it's good stuff. Thank you very much for joining us.
Cool, man. Thanks for having me.
I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase & Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase & Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.